Blog Talk Radio.
Dub Knight, I'm here to talk to you. Dub Knight, now here is Dub Knight.
Well, I just did a podcast on my insanity series dealing with real life perspective of dealing with crazy people in my neighborhood and building in past and for the past. My stance is, I hope they can hear me, why is I'm dealing with dangerous people? I don't know. The sickest and the most dangerous people on this planet and for my past. First of all, I don't want to deal with some body from Buffalo who come out here talking about what happened in 1989, well, 85, 84. They got a mental problem. They're a stranger. Okay, they're not my friend. I saw them when I was a child. Earl Place, okay. They're a drug trafficker, they're a drug dealer. They're up to something. You're not my friend. Stay away. And second of all, they never talked to me directly when they came out here. Keep coming over here. Stay away from me permanently. You're dangerous. Okay? I dealt with criminal elements since I was a child. All right? The childhood is over with. I'm not your friend. Okay? I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with somebody who just barge on in 40 years later and think they know me, going to be my friend again. Two, I don't want to deal with a crazy person from San Fernando Center, Key Machine Lee Ballin, Adelia. I don't want to deal with it. It's history. The Hope Center on Sherman Way is over. I don't want to deal with this shit. Okay? Come over here from San Fernando. Don't come over here. I'm not your friend. What happened in 94, 92, 20, when I was over there working, whatever. Or whatever I was doing, I'm not your friend. The past is over. You're dangerous. You know, this is what I feel about these people. And three, the neighborhood. You know, when I hear a woman say she don't, because I hang out with whoever I hang out with, she says she lost a sense of herself when she seen me go to law school. That's a mental illness. What is it, because I'm black? You don't go by black skin color when you're a stranger. You're a deranged, dangerous person. And I don't like when they say, oh, Illinois, I ain't going to law school to be like Obama, and I never will be Obama. Obama is a totally different person. I went to law school for personal reasons, and I chose to go to law school way before Obama was president. So stop this delusional lie. You got to be insane to think like that. I don't know if I'm going to be a lawyer or not. I'm taking it one semester at a time. But I ain't go to school for that. That's ludicrous. Again, black-on-black crime is bad. And I don't want anybody from my past, from Buffalo, or some neighbor coming over here targeting me. And I don't want somebody from San Fernando Center, and these ain't all black people, hanging out on the street coming over here. You're looking for a leader, go get to a mental hospital. You're getting dangerous. You're targeting me. Stop it. And my building. You know, it's not right to have a conspiracy against me because, you know, I don't like when they say I made a death threat because she said she heard me talking in my home. She must have some delusion because that can't be possible. That's illegal to trespass or listen to my conversations or to look inside the home. You go to a police department if you have any problems like that. And it's a lie. Racial profiling is a lie. If you're targeting me for racism, I don't want to hear it. You stay away from me. I don't deal with closed-minded people, religious zealots, or crazy people like the criminals from Buffalo or from my past or from San Francisco coming over here who are homeless, coming over here. I don't want to deal with that. They're dangerous or insane. They got to be. Going 40 years and coming out here without telling me, something wrong with you mentally. Talking about coming over here mentioning the past and I don't even talk to you either. That's one thing that's a measure of this insanity. They don't talk to me. They don't know me. That's why it's insane. And talk about assessments. Listen, you want to put me on the street or somebody on the street, you need to stop. I am tired of this. This is part of the insanity series from Dove Knight. I dealt with insane criminals in my neighborhood or from my past who came to me. I don't know why I attracted them to me, but if it's the music industry, stay away. Want to commit fraud, real estate fraud, it's not going to happen. Oh, I heard what they said. I think I got a lot of money in this. I don't even know a lot of money in this property. You need to stop. I don't have no money. You're looking for a victim. You better look for it somewhere else. I'm tired of this. This has been going on for years. I spoke to the police department. I spoke to the management. I had to. These people have no morals. They don't know how to mind their business. They're antisocial and they're sick in the head. They make up stories about my mental health. My mental health is fine. They need to go to jail or a mental hospital or move. That is the right ulterior motive for them. But they need to stop this criminal, mentally ill conspiracy. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.